Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
I'm Daniel Butcher.
I'm Kobe Radcliffe.
It's 3 a.m. We just got out of The Dark Knight Rises. We're all pretty tired, so this will be a short, instant reaction. Who wants to go first?
I will go first.
Ben?
I loved it. I thought it was probably the best of the series. I thought everything in it was perfect. There was not a single dull moment or a single moment that didn't work well. It was phenomenal start to finish.
Before I let you guys go on, spoilers ahoy. There'll be tons of spoilers. Yeah, we're not going to hold back.
It's 3 a.m.
And Daniel?
I liked it overall.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the foreshadowing was a little heavy. I mean, at the beginning, we kind of knew where we were going for the end, so could have done a little less with that, but again, it's a nice story. It's a good story.
Toby?
I thought it was a great movie. Obviously, like Ben said, it was the best of any of the Batmans they've ever done.
I thought it was the worst of the three movies.
You're the worst of the three movies.
Wow.
I thought it was good, but there are points when I was sort of bored. I thought some of the... the dialogue wasn't clear in some areas. Some of the plot points weren't clear.
Are you talking about the dialogue that went...
you can understand Bane pretty well, but...
There's some points
it wasn't just Bane, though.
And then by the end, Bane... Yeah. Bane looks super... Yeah, Gordon. Bane looks super powerful during most of the movie, and then at the end, it's like he's just a random thug person that is just carrying over Talia.
Well, he did get blown up.
So, yeah. Talia, what... So, did his head get blown off at the end of that? I'm pretty sure Catwoman...
No, he got shot right here in the stomach.
I think Catwoman blew his head off.
No. He was shot right in the stomach.
Talia...
And he's not a random thug. I mean, it's more clear that he's not the one who's been calling all the shots. But he's still the number two man. He's the protector, which was his role back in the hole.
Yeah. Indeed. Talia was in the movie. Was anybody surprised?
No.
I didn't think they were going to go there.
I was surprised. I didn't think they were going to go there either.
I was more surprised with the reveal of what Blake's real name was, because I definitely didn't think they were going to go there.
Robin. I can't believe it. So his first name is Robin?
Which is a weird name.
That's not that weird of a name.
Yeah. But for a man?
I've known a man named Robin.
You do know a man named Robin?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I think it was only weird that he used a fake name for the...
I thought it was pretty obvious he was going to become...
Oh, yeah.
If not Robin, some sort of superhero. Like,
I wish somebody would have given him a different name.
Well, and I'm guessing he's not Robin if you were to continue this out. I'm guessing he's Batman.
It kind of seemed like it.
He's got all the toys. He's not Chris O'Donnell.
And he's not going to make his superhero name Robin.
Yeah.
First name is Robin.
At one point...
Let's look for people named Robin to see.
Didn't at one point Batman say that someone else needs to carry on the suit? It's not... That's supposed to be everybody's role, not just his.
Mm, yes. Okay, let's all go around and tell about our favorite part of the movie. Start with Kobe this time.
Ooh, my favorite part of the movie was when I really thought Batman was dead. Not saying that I don't love Batman, because I did, and it was an awesome movie, but I thought that would have ended it perfectly.
Okay. So. Yeah, they gave him the happy ending after all. Kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
I really want him to die. Daniel?
Jonathan Crane. Sorry.
Would he be good when Scarecrow was the judge?
That was pretty awesome.
It was a stealer. Come on. Death by Exile. I mean,
Death by Exile.
Did you feel like there were a lot of funny lines? Like,
yeah.
There were some pretty funny moments.
It's a great movie.
I'm not saying it wasn't good. I did like it as movies go. But of the three, in my mind, the worst one of the three. But that's not... I mean... They're such stellar movies. It's so stellar. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. The whole trilogy is awesome. It's just not the best one of the trilogy.
I'm gonna ask Ben to kind of jump in on here because he might still have some reason at 3 a.m. Is it that it's the worst movie, or is it because it's a different tone of movie? Because the other two movies are so dark, and I know Ben has recently watched the other two. And like, all the scenes are nighttime scenes. Mm-hmm. Where in this movie, we really get one nighttime scene, and a lot of the other action is going on in day, so it feels very, very different to me.
Yeah, I thought this was awesome in the sense that it really brought the other two full circle. I love the epic nature, knowing that Christopher Nolan based the screenplay in large part on Tale of Two Cities helped me enjoy it a lot, too, because it had so much of that epic nature of that story in it, and I just thought that it took Batman to a whole nother level, and it proved that you can do things with superhero movies that Christopher Nolan even hadn't done before in either of the two.
Like, what hadn't he done before?
This epic scale. There's been superhero movie done on this epic scale.
You're talking about a city's been taken over. It's been run by for 5 months by the bad guys.
Yeah.
Batman is broken. So they broke his back. Just
the
like
downfall of society, which, by the way, that was my favorite scene.
What?
The breaking of Batman.
His back. Oh.
That was awesome.
Bane just beat the crap out of him.
That was pretty cool.
It wasn't even a fight. He just destroyed him.
But why would it be a fight? I mean, Bane's like he's been active. He's been training. He's been lifting weights. Bruce has barely done anything. He's got like some thing on his leg, and all of a sudden he thinks he's Batman again.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I was really disappointed that Alfred just left, and then they never spoke of him, and all of a sudden he's back.
Well, he had to get out of Gotham, otherwise.
I know, but I wish he would have had some very important role at the end there.
To quote Nick Fury, they needed a push.
Hmm. Interesting.
He's trying to push him towards becoming normal.
But
who's your favorite character, Ben?
What?
Who was your favorite character?
No more questions. Bane, Batman, all of them. They were great.
We still have 5 minutes left
in
the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I'm getting out of the car.
Okay. Daniel, favorite character?
I really liked Blake.
Yeah, me too. That's my favorite character. Kobe?
My favorite character is Blake. I also like Catwoman.
Yeah, you would. Catwoman was awesome.
She was awesome. Come on.
Definitely. I've been trying to think of my favorite scene. I liked it a lot. I just can't think of a favorite scene right now. I guess I liked the war. I liked the city being taken over and that idea that the bad guys are running the show completely. That was pretty awesome. So definitely the second half of the movie was super strong, much stronger than the first half, even though the first half was good too. Daniel, you knew that the kid was a girl. You whispered it to me in the movie. Thanks for spoiling me.
Ooh. I had to have a witness.
Whatever. Did you figure out that that child was a girl?
No.
Yeah, at what point did you figure it out when they just blatantly said it?
Yeah.
That didn't look like a girl at all.
Daniel figured it out right away and told me, so then I kind of knew for the rest of the time. Oh. So thanks for that.
Hey, you need to be spoiled every once in a while.
But I guess I should have known since we've been talking about Talia being in this movie forever.
Indeed.
You can leave if you want. We can keep talking. We'll keep talking
five
about it.
Five stars. Goodbye.
A 5 stars from you, Daniel?
5 stars.
Kobe?
4.8.
Who are you?
You're a moron.
Okay, he's the one.
I want to give it 4.5, but I think I have to give it a 5 because if I gave Avengers a 5, I have to give this a 5.
Very, very different movie.
I know.
Yeah, it's a different genre.
I mean, I can't give Avengers 5 and not give this movie 5.
Avengers has nothing to really say about things like sacrifice, identity.
Yeah.
Which is why it shouldn't have been a 5.
Listen.
A movie about nothing.
I'm gonna have to give it a 5 because it was awesome. I think I'm judging it too much against the other ones, which I just love so much.
Matt, I have a question for you.
Yes.
You
said all right, wait. Let's say goodbye to Ben.
Goodbye,
Ben.
Bye, Ben.
Thanks for joining us on the Sci-Fi Christian.
Indeed. Happy sleeping for 7 hours.
All right. Well, now that he's gone, we can have some fun. Hey guys.
Matt, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I think at one point you possibly told me this would win Best Movie of the Year.
No, it won't.
Yeah, I think you're right. It will not.
I thought maybe it would, but I mean, I'm not trying to be negative. I did like it. I was sort of expecting to be blown away. Like, this is the best one of the three. I guess some of you think that it was the best of the three. I just don't think it was.
Which one was better?
Oh, man. I mean,
Batman Begins was not better.
I guess The Dark Knight.
I'd agree.
I guess that's better.
I think.
This one?
Yeah. I think I'm gonna have to write them Dark Knight, Batman Begins, Dark Knight Rises. Yeah. I mean, and Ben and I had talked about on the predictions episode, will there be an internet debate over who was the better villain, Bane or Joker? There's no doubt Joker was by far the better villain.
They dropped the ball with Bane.
He was good. Bane was good.
Well, he should have been the top villain instead of that one.
Mm-hmm. But that's the point.
Alright, what did you think about seeing Liam Neeson?
Loved it. I love Liam Neeson.
So we saw him in Flashback. Well, no, we didn't, did we? We saw the young version of him in Flashback, and then we saw him as, a hallucination. So, is it really medically possible for you to fix your back by being hung by a rope for a long time?
He only had a Misplaced disc.
I'm guessing Bolting that if disc. You have a prison chiropractor, mm-hmm. you can go ahead and get realigned.
Okay, good. Yeah,
yeah, I guess. You just had a bulging disc, which would, you know, take most people out and have to go to a serious chiropractor.
All right, one of the most interesting things to me was that he had to take the rope off to make that leap because he had to fear death. It's interesting because the theme of the first movie is fear and defeating fear. And so it felt like in this third movie, they almost, in a sense, Bruce or Batman had to reinstate fear in his life. And he had to fear death to be able to to fight to his full capacity.
Yes.
Yep.
Why would they bring back fear in the last one?
That's it. 3:13.
I thought we were going until 3:15. We still have 2 minutes left.
No, I'm just saying, it's 3:13. You're asking me to be reasonable here.
This is a serious question.
Catwoman.
Holy cow.
Catwoman is a huge thief, but Bruce still falls for her. They are gonna. They basically rode off in the sunset together.
And hey, as a comic book fan, who doesn't like the fact that Bruce and Selina finally get together?
I think Talia is Bruce's true love in the comics.
I disagree. I think Selina is.
Really?
Yeah. I think Talia loves Bruce.
Yeah.
But I think Bruce loves Selina.
Okay, let's talk about Talia for a second. She slept with him. Why? I mean, she already had him fooled. Does she really have to sleep with him to fool him more?
Yes.
I think so.
Or was that to fool us, the audience?
That was to fool the audience.
It's to fool everybody. Sure. She wants complete, I mean, as you watch, she spends the whole movie trying to get everybody's confidence.
I think that, I don't think I would have, let me think about this. I think I would have doubted the fact that she was Talia, unless you had whispered that to me. I'm not trying to make you feel bad for ruining the movie.
Dude, it wouldn't ruin it. No.
I mean, I've been saying she was going to be Talia for months.
There's so much foreshadowing.
I know.
Come on, man.
I know. I'm just saying, I think I would have just let myself experience it. And maybe I would have figured it out.
The minute they're saying, you need to go to her, you know it's Talia.
And when they first said that maybe Bane was Ra's al Ghul's son, even though I know that's not the case in the comic books as far as I know, I was like, well, that's interesting that they're doing that. And I really, it's weird that it didn't cross my mind. Like, I've been thinking Talia was going to be in this movie.
But that's okay.
Obviously, he has a kid.
It was okay to think he was the son because it's not like he's using the venom. It's not like he's blowing up.
Yep.
Yeah, he didn't use the venom.
Yeah, I mean, the mask is a prosthesis.
But what did it do exactly? Do you know?
It just kept him alive.
It kept the pain away.
Sorry.
It kept the pain away. Really, really cut up around
his mouth. So it just keeps the pain away. That's the point of it.
That's all it does.
Weird.
It is super strong. I have a question.
Okay, and then let me just say real quick.
Are you going to ask me if the top is spinning or wobbling
fell over. Okay, go ahead. Kobe, question.
Monologues between Bane and Loki. They were completely opposite.
Bane is better.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Bane had awesome monologues. They were so good. Those were probably some of the best monologues I've heard in a long time from a villain.
I'm just so uncomfortable comparing the two.
Interesting note.
I just did that for comedic relief.
Interesting note. I don't think Batman drove the Batmobile once in this movie.
No.
He didn't. Mm-mm.
Which
makes me really angry.
So the flying machine that they're just calling the Bat.
Stupid.
Kind of a lame design. Am I right?
It looks kind of like a bug with a propeller.
It looks like an alien ship.
It looks like an alien spaceship in the World of Tomorrow.
Dude, I think somebody's stealing my minivan.
Okay.
Well,
I think we're ready for closing thoughts. Give us your closing thoughts, Daniel.
I've seen Avengers 3 times this summer.
Yeah.
Nice. This will be the only time I probably see Dark Knight.
Interesting, because it's just not the type of movie.
There was rewatchability with the family. I just don't know if I can bring my 10-year-old to this.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
So.
The second, a lot of people don't realize this, but the Dark Knight, even though it was violent and disturbing, there's no blood in that movie. I don't know what was behind that exactly. There was definitely blood in this one, not massively. Kobe, final thoughts.
I thought it was a great movie. I probably won't see it again until it comes out on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those movies that you see it once and you're just like, that was great. I don't want to go sit through that again, though.
I am
even though you love it, which is weird.
Yeah, I'm likely seeing it either Saturday or Sunday with another group of friends, so I think I'll have more to say about it.
Matt has other friends.
I do.
Apparently.
But, all right, audience, this is what we need from you. This is a brief, instant reaction. We want you guys to call in. We'll have an episode that's just listener feedback to The Dark Knight Rises. We're still in Batman month, so I'll need something to fill the space of podcasting for the end of this month. So you have 10 days to call in your feedback at 612-4121-SFC, or you could email us at feedback@thescifichristian.com. What were we going
to
say?
I would just like to ask that Roger not call in.
Roger Flamingo? He hasn't called in for a while.
I would like Roger to not call in.
And
you know which Roger I'm talking about, Roger.
So, yeah, so I think on that episode, so if we haven't covered anything here that is important to talk about with The Dark Knight Rises, we'll cover it on that listener feedback episode. So, guys, I think that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Kobe Radcliffe.
I'm Daniel Butcher.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians at 3:15-ish a.m.
Sir.
3:18.
Signing off.
Signing off.
Signing off.
I'm getting out of your car. This is crazy.
All right, bye, guys. Yeah. Have a good night. Thanks for coming with me.